Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC. Wait.
What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better, than those in the mainstream. This is Side B, Season 5, Episode 18, Side B. You might be hearing that thinking, have I missed one? No, we haven't missed anything. We didn't do 17, because we skipped over 17. We tried to record Side A 17 two or three times, gave up and decided it was cursed and completely just skipped 17 and went straight to 18. So this is 18, Side B, the B-side. It's all about the lesser-known music by the lesser-known artists, the independent artists, the independent music, giving them a platform in which to be heard. Side A, you can go and check out Side A now. The Season 5, Episode 18, Side A was with special guest Chris Taverner. That was a fun episode. Lots of fun, lots of banter, different sections. That's a magazine style show, like a British panel show type thing. So yeah, go check that out if you want to have some belly chuckles and a bit of a laugh. If you want to listen to some new music and discover some new artists, this is the place to be. Also joining me to talk about new music and to introduce some new artists to you, as always, I have from Stream on Distro.
Stream on Distro.
Because your music is personal.
It should be treated that way.
Mike, we have Mike joining us as usual. How are you, Mike? You good?
Very good, Richie. How are you doing? Good to be back.
I love how you just skipped 17. That's good. It wasn't working out. Just move on, right?
Yeah. It's going to look a bit odd in the timeline, but who cares? Yeah. So, yeah. All things well with you? Anything new?
No. Just a bit of holidays here and there. I was over in Italy for a week and traveling around and working hard and just same old stuff. Life just moves on, right?
It does. So, yeah, let's make a start then. We're going to make a start. I'm going to start with one of my artists. I'm bringing... Have I missed some housekeeping? I have missed some housekeeping. It doesn't matter. Just do it quickly. Just go, if you get a chance, people, just go to www.yhhtmpc.com. Over there, you'll find everything we do. It's a network, but it's our home. You'll find lots of other podcasts and lots of music-related stuff. You'll find Mike over there. You'll find record. Like, there's just shitloads of stuff going on over there. Just go check that out. If you want to join us and be part of what we do, you want to send in your music, you can send your music to info@yhhtmpc.com. over there, a member of the team will listen to your music and get back to you. What else? Please support us on Patreon, because I spend an awful lot of money on this, an awful lot of time. It's pretty much a part-time job for me now, but I don't get paid for it. I'm not looking to get rich from this. I just want to be able to cover overheads. I've just bought a new computer. This costs an absolute goddamn fortune. So yeah, if you'd be so kind as to support us on Patreon, we'd love you forever. And there's benefits over there as well. If you're an artist, we'll give you a play on the B-sides, and you'll get a chance to be guests and lots of other stuff. And you'll have a personal invitation to our members area over there. You can post like you would on any other social media, but you're guaranteed to get seen and have your stuff promoted on all of our channels. And yeah, that. So moving on, like I say, I'm going to move on to our first artist. And our first artist is Melissa Bell. And this is her song, Better in the Morning.
Hey, I'm Melissa Bell. I'm a singer-songwriter originally from the Toronto, Canada area, but I've been living in the UK for almost 7 years, and I'm based in West Sussex. I've been releasing music for about 12 years now, and my early stuff was really heavily blues influenced, a bit of even rock in there. So it's quite different from the EP that I've just released, which is called Alone Time. And that EP is very singer-songwriter based, but with pop influences, maybe a teeny tiny bit of country. People seem to think I'm more country than I think I am. But my influences include John Mayer, Kacey Musgraves. So, okay, yes, the country thing kind of makes sense. But the Beatles are also a huge influence of mine. They always have been. I love soul music, so singers like Aretha Franklin, Mavis Staples made a huge impact on me. And I just love great songwriters. So I'm a fan of Taylor Swift, Donovan Woods, Brandi Carlile. I'm really into lyrics, so I love when I can really dive into a song and pick apart each lyric and try to figure out what the writer was trying to say. You're about to hear a song off the EP called Better in the Morning, which I was inspired to write in the middle of a dark and dreary lockdown, in the middle of winter, where the nights just seem to be dragging on. Things are feeling pretty heavy. I was experiencing a lot of anxiety around that time. And so by the end of most days, I was just very wrapped up in my head and worried about everything. And one night, the phrase, it'll be better in the morning, popped into my head. And I felt like I'd heard that before. You know, lots of things are better in the morning. If you feel sick, you'll probably be better in the morning. If you're feeling heartbroken, you know, every day it's going to get a little bit better. So I wanted to write this song about the hope that each new day brings. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but each day we can start again with a new perspective, hopefully greater clarity, and try to hang on to that feeling throughout the day as much as possible. You can find Alone Time and the rest of my music anywhere you get your music. So all major streaming platforms. I even have some CDs of my earlier stuff. I'm probably not going to press CDs of this new EP. Who are we kidding? But you can find those on my website, which is melissabell.com, as well as on Bandcamp. So if you search Melissa Bell on Bandcamp, and you can find me on socials at Melissa Bell Music. Thank you so much for having me, and I really hope that you love this EP.
Night's been dragging on, spending too much time alone isn't good for anyone. All the light gets a little low, and I swear it's like my thoughts have a mind of their own. When I can't keep going and the walls are closing in, when the sky is falling, I count on one thing. It's better in the morning, when the sun shines through the trees. Better in the daylight, when I can get some clarity. I can think and I can breathe, knowing nothing's bad as it may seem. 'Cause a new day's dawning, and it's better. Try again. I can reset everything when the birds start to sing. Look through different eyes. I can hold on through the dark, 'cause the sun's gonna rise. And it's better in the morning, when the sun shines through the trees. When I can
I can reset everything, 'cause I know it's gonna be better in the morning. When the sun shines through the trees, better in the daylight. When I can get
Melissa Bell with Better in the Morning. We'll leave links to her and all the other artists in the show notes so you can go check them out. Lovely, lovely, refreshing and a positive start to the show there, I thought.
Yeah, very good. Actually, while we were listening to that, I was reading her bio on Spotify, and it's pretty impressive. She opened for Kylie Minogue at a Hampton Court Palace Festival, and she co-wrote a song with Avril Lavigne as well. So she's got a pretty good name alongside her there. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, check her out. Check her out in the show notes. And so what have we got next? We've got Amy Canby. Amy Canby. Is it one? It's Amy Canby.
Yeah, one word. Amy Canby. One word, yeah.
Is that her stage name, or is that her actual name?
Yeah, it's a band name. They just, we actually interviewed her once, and it was totally random that she has a friend named Amy, and just kind of came up with the name Amy Canby. I don't know. But they're a band from Italy. We've actually played them before on the show, I think, a number of episodes back, but they're actually a really great band based out of Italy. I really like them. Yeah, and this is a song called Buffaloes, and it's probably one of their biggest hits. It's actually been In movies as well, I think, in Italian movies over in Italy. They've got a lot of airplay in TV commercials and in movies and things like that there.
Mm. So, yeah. This is Amy Canby then with the Buffaloes. Great song there by Amy Canby. I enjoyed that. Very ethereal.
Yeah, good band, aren't they? Yeah, really good.
So, yeah, links in the show notes. Moving swiftly on, we're going to move on to our next artist, who is Jules, J-U-L-S, with her song Heartbreaker.
I'm a singer-songwriter. We're from Connecticut. We moved out here basically to be able to do what I'm doing right now, which is creating my first EP. I would call my music categorically pop, kind of like a cross between Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey. I wrote Heartbreaker because I kind of was interested about how heartbreak perpetuates itself and how when you're heartbroken, you try to date somebody else to get over one person. And in the process, you know, other people that you're dating might catch more feelings or just look at you through fresh eyes. So heartbreak makes a heartbreaker. And that was the intended overarching statement of the song. You guys can find me at Jules Spo on every social media network. And thank you for watching. That was supposed to be a kiss.
She met him on Crosby, outside in the club, sleeping early. Wasn't her idea of fun. She preferred to read books about true love. She preferred to dream of how she'd meet the one. And she saw him from across the line, with the wicked grin and stare so high. Looks could kill, she would be long gone. But after him, that a young girl was. Cause she felt so high, yeah, she felt so high. And it left her scarred, it left her scarred. Cause one boy broke her heart in two, and now she'll do the same to you. Say sorry, but I wasn't always like this. Heartbreak is heartbreaker. Heartbreak makes a mixer. Heartbreak is heartbreaker. Heartbreak makes a. And the whole thing was such a rush. She opened her eyes to life and lust. She loved his voice, so smooth and rough. He knew what to say to make her blush. And he had a past he didn't talk about. Didn't know it then, but she got it now. Another girl had come before, and he would always love her. Cause once upon a time, she was just a wide-eyed girl with a lot of love. Say sorry, but I learned the hard way. Don't trust. Stories of a love so true. She said that I wanna meet a boy like you. But now she's grown and they tell stories of her so, so cold, it's true. If you love her, she will break your heart.
Jules with Heartbreaker, a very, very commercial sound, very poppy, very current, would go very well in the most on most of the radio stations at the moment.
Yeah, totally.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good sound. So, what we got next? What we got? We've got Dream a Lot Walk.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dream a Lot is an Irish duo. They're very good. So it's Gus Crawford Collins, who's from the UK, and he's the music producer and songwriter and musician. And he's teamed up with Kim Hayden, who is an Irish singer. She co-writes, and she actually came in second place in the UK, The Voice. She was on Team Sharon, I'm not sure exactly how many years ago, but yeah, she's a great vocalist. And they've done a lot of releases over the last couple of years, but they've been mostly cover songs, targeting like television and movies and things like that. But they're coming out with an album of all original work, and this is one of their first releases from that new album, and it's called Walk.
Mm-hmm. take a walk in my shoes and come back and tell me how it feels. Some days you gotta lose. Do what you want now, they won't refuse. So take on me. So take on me. I dare you to try as hard as I tried. I dare you to look me deep in the eyes. I dare you to conquer, to survive. I dare you to try. At a cost, you got to choose. No more problems, it's yesterday's news. Your worries have got you here. No more problems, there's no more fear. So take on me. So take on me. I dare you to try as hard as I try. I dare you to look me deep in the eye. I dare you to conquer, to survive. I dare you to try.
There you have it. Dream a Lot with Walk. Great track. Got Dina Carroll type vibes from that. Really nice.
Yeah, great voice.
How did you come across these?
I've been releasing their music for since they started up, actually, with the group Dream a Lot, and they've released a lot of cover songs. They really kind of slowed them down, and you tell she uses her voice. You know, to kind of recreate cover songs, and they're really targeting the television. I think they had one of their songs was actually considered for Love Island in the UK, but I don't think it actually ended up being on it. But so they're kind of really focusing on that kind of the industry, and now they're starting to release like their own work. So I thought I'd bring one of their originals.
It's a very 90s vibe to it there, that song has. Not that that's a bad thing. Everybody loves the 90s.
Yeah, I remember the 90s.
Yeah. So, yeah, go check them out. Go show them some love. Also, if you like any of the artists you hear on the show today and you find yourself a little bit of a fan, go support them by buying their work over at Bandcamp. Support independent artists. Next, we have Saint Humane with their song, Tastes. Is it? There, I think might be one person. Saint Humane. I think it's just him. But Saint Humane with Tastes Like You.
Hey everyone, my name is Saint Humane. I'm an artist and I was born in the sunny island of Singapore, but I'm currently based in Sydney, Australia. My sound is a blend of so many different kinds of music because I'm kind of like a sponge. If I hear something I like, I almost always want to make my own version of it. Some say I'm genre agnostic, but if you had to pin me down, just imagine a triangle. In one corner we have pop, in another we have electronic, and R&B in the last one. So you've probably just heard or about to listen to my latest single, Tastes Like You, and it's a really sad song about longing for somebody you can't have. Lyrically, it's very jealous, and musically, it's very emotional that way too. And if you want to find me, follow me everywhere at Saint Humane. That's Sthumain. Finally, I just want to give a big shout out to You Haven't Heard This Music podcast, to you for listening, and thank you also in advance for following me on this musical journey online and through my socials. If you're out there listening from any part of the world, thank you so much, and I can't wait for you to hear the new music.
Well, I better put my phone down just in case I text. Yeah, we had that conversation, but I still react. I bite the edge of my tongue, wondering if your eye on him. Same as how you kissed my skin, looking at your pictures, do I need to ask? 'Cause he's got that bitter smile. He's thinking, ringing out while I'm still here, sipping whiskey, but it tastes like you. Do I wait another two rounds so the feelings fade? Always play up when I see your name. I guess that maybe I should talk a little to my friends. Now you've got a different stance, serving up an image that I can't erase. Yeah, he's got that bitter smile. On my lips tonight, try to rinse it off, 'cause I'll find a way to say that I want to ride back, ride back. Yeah, go figure, how does this liquor show me all the moments that we had together? Now come on, ride back, come on, ride back, come on, ride back. Not all right when he's got that bitter smile. He's thinking, ringing out while sipping whiskey, but it tastes like you. Sipping whiskey, but it tastes like you. Yeah.
Saint Humain with Tastes Like You. Started off quite poppy, as usual. It'll probably get a bit more louder and a bit more energetic as the show goes on. That's the way I'll try to do it with my playlist. But that was a good song, nice and poppy again, nice and commercial. Liked it.
Yep.
Seems like a nice, genuine person as well.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to look over Spotify and listen to some of his other stuff and see what it sounds like, you know. Pretty good.
Next, Mike, we have Sano Hill.
Good old Sano Hill back again. Yeah, this is his fourth release. So I've so it's the fourth time bringing him to the show. Yeah, every time he comes up with a new song, I like to plug him. He's a good guy and makes good music. So this is his current release called Sing Out Loud.
To the sound of music once again. The tune was so clear, playing in your head. Another day, another chance to make it right. To step out from behind the smile where you hide. No more to listen to the voices that say no. Can you step outside and can you let go this time? And sing out loud now and hold on if you can. No need for ATC, no rules to understand. afford to listen to the voices that say no. Can you step outside and can you let go this time? And sing out loud now, hold on if you can. No need for hate to see, no room to understand. But you say it's too soon, it's too high. What are you running from? Can you be here now? What are you running from? Can you be here now? What are you running from? Be here now. What are you running from?
Sun O'Hill, Sing Out Loud, links, show notes, check them out. I'm having some technical difficulties over there, aren't you, Mike? Yep, he's gone. So, moving on to our next song, while Mike sorts out his technical difficulties, moving on to our next song, which is by Natalie Shay, and this is her song, Heaven.
Hello, I'm Natalie Shay. I'm a 23-year-old singer-songwriter and guitarist from North London in England. I've been playing music since I was very young. I've been playing guitar since I was about 5 years old. I started playing classical guitar, and at the same time I started doing musical theatre, and I was really into musical theatre and I was playing classical guitar. And then when I was about 9 or 10, I discovered Taylor Swift, and I saw her playing guitar and playing her own songs and singing, and I was just like, wow, that's so cool. I really want to do that. So that's kind of how it started. I think I started writing my own little songs and stuff when I was like 10 or 11. Obviously, they weren't very good, but that's kind of when I started like planting the seed of the idea of what I do now. I started playing live when I was 13, around London, playing little shows, playing my own songs. And then when I was 14, I went to a school called the Brit School, which is like a really big, important music school in London, where like Amy Winehouse and Adele went. And it's kind of like the best place to be at that age if you want to have a career in commercial music or any kind of music or any kind of arts, but for me particularly, commercial music. So I feel like I'm very much influenced by Taylor Swift and artists that I like, but also I'm very influenced by the people that I've worked with, the people that I met through that school, and all different collaborators, and just sort of being in London as a city itself. The song that you're playing is a track called Heaven. It's the focus track off my latest EP called Milk. The EP itself is all about growing up and coming of age and different things that I discovered and thought throughout 2020. That's kind of when all the songs were written, and this one in particular is very focused on the discoveries that I learned as I feel like I became a woman that year. as opposed to a girl, although I'm sure in a year I will think the same thing about now when I look back and cringe at everything I've said this year. People can find me anywhere. My name is Natalie Shay, Shay spelled S-H-A-Y. I'm Natalie Shay Music on Instagram. Kind of everything else is Natalie Shay Music, so that's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, TikTok, everything. Anything else I'd like to add, please go and listen to my new EP. It's called Milk and it's just come out. Heaven is on that, and lots of other tracks about my life, including one called Outgrow, which I wrote about when my childhood pet died in 2020 and I realised like that was a part of my childhood ending. So they're all kind of about things like that. Thank you so much for having me and I hope you enjoy my music.
Does it feel how it feels when you're there at the end of the party? She kinda liked the way she sat on stage, not overplayed alone, but nobody's taking you home. She said if I mess up, there's worse stuff, like a fire that never got burned, so where do I lay my head? Does it feel how it feels when you hear nothing else but a sorry? It's not the same, it's a shame, it's the game on the dirt, but don't wanna be alone. Better guard up, your mind shuts, there's no weapon like a phone, but you do what you had to then. But she don't even care, and baby it's a dream, please keep me, cause I give it up for half a mean, sweet beauty queen I could be, on my way to heaven, have I waited long enough? Spent my time in love. Would it be penny clean? Only me. No one ever pretends in heaven. Does it feel how it feels when the mirror's telling a different story? Nothing matters in the world except the consequence of losing your mind whilst writing a song. Now that I found love, I lost trust, and I forget why I never stayed home. So why do I feel so scared? We don't even care. Baby, it's a dream. Please keep me, cause I give it up for heaven. Mean, sweet beauty queen I could be, on my way to heaven. Have I waited long enough? And I spent my time in love. Would it be penny clean? Only me. And no one ever pretends in heaven. It's a dream, please keep me, cause I give it up for heaven. Mean, sweet beauty queen I could be, on my way to heaven. Have I waited long enough, and I spent my time in love? Would it be penny clean, only me, and no one ever pretends in heaven?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Natalie Shea with Heaven, another interesting sounding artist we'd be happy to have as a guest on the A-Side. She sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay, definitely the Taylor Swift influence, you can hear it.
Yeah, you can. She has nearly 113,000 monthly listens on Spotify, which isn't lesser known, really, but I suppose when you compare it to people like Taylor Swift, it's very unknown, but yeah. I mean, she only has one song in her top five that is under 100,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's quite popular, is Natalie Shea.
It's not easy to get 100,000 listeners. It's pretty good.
No, it's very, very good production on the music. I need to listen to that one again because right at the end, I think within the last 20 to 30 seconds, I don't know if it was something within the mastering of the track or if it was intentional, but the volume seemed to go up.
Yeah.
Which seemed a bit strange. It kind of threw me a bit. But I don't know if it's something I've done wrong on my side or if it's actually in the track. I'll have to check that out again.
Interesting.
But really good track. Really good.
Very good.
Yeah, check her out. Who do we have next, Mike? Mike, we have Hank Weedle. Weedle?
Yeah, Hank Weedle, my buddy from Cork, Ireland. I brought him before. He's a really, really good guy. This is just his latest release. It's kind of, I'm not sure if it's your thing. It's more, it's kind of edges on country a bit. But it's an interesting song that it's one that when he plays live, it really gets the audience singing at the end. You'll catch that when you hear it. Everything is one of these songs that people just kind of sing along with very easily in live performances. So yeah, this is the Time We Share by Hank Weedle.
Well, it's great to see you, because we heard you were dead. You came back to life, you got out of your bed. It's great to see you, or is that your ghost? We heard you left us burnt toast. It's great to see you. And I whisper nothing, sing softly on your ear. Try not to cut short the evening that's here. And shallow as it might be, the moment is clear. I couldn't want anything more. It's all about the time we share. It's all about the time we share. It's great to see you. Are you gonna stay? Are you here for the dark night? Are you leaving at the break of day? It's great to see you. Yes, it's true. It's great to see you. It's great to be near you. It's all about the time. All about the time.
Weedle with The Time We Share. Very unusual sound for someone from England. It's got a very American sound about it.
Oh, yeah, he's originally from New York. He's living over here, but he's originally from New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really good sound, though. He has 154 monthly listeners compared to the last one.
Try to get that a bit higher, you know?
Yeah. He's a top song, Poe Park, at 2 a.m. has 2,120 listens. So, yeah, if you like that, go and bump his numbers up. Go and give him a listen. It's good production, good sound. Good. The saxophone was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
So nice. Yeah, love that a lot. Yeah.
Good.
So, check him out. Who do we have next? We have McBravado is what I just said there, Mike. It's MC Bravado.
Okay.
Fucking McBravado. So we have MC Bravado with his latest track, I'm Good.
Yo, you're rocking with MC Bravado. I am a rapper from Baltimore by way of New York. Before I was rapping, I was teaching English full-time, and I think when you're listening to my songs that you could very much hear that, because there is not a word or a syllable wasted. I really consider myself to be a rapper's rapper and one of the best lyricists doing it right now. I'm influenced by some of the best lyricists ever, you know, from Lupe Fiasco to Black Thought to Royce. This particular record is called I'm Good. It features Concept and Not Faye. It was produced by Pneumonix. It's about just being happy with your progress and recognizing how hard you've worked and understanding that while if you still have more work to do, you know, to just be content with where you're at the same time, trust your process, keep pushing. You're going to get there and be proud of yourself. People can find me across social media at MC Bravado, MCBRAVADO. Thank you for your time. Peace.
Love. Yeah, they wanna see you doing good, not better than them. Your list could lick a dick, I'm top 10 in my head. You were not an A&R, I'll change the page on your opinion. And even if you was, I wouldn't pay you no attention. Salty, I ignore you, so my name is in your mentions. I'm just targeting my market and conquering algorithms. This is business over pleasure, feelings and conjecture. Feelings I'm revealing lead to healing via record. Relieving from the stresses, every step is measured. Every brick is placed with the greater architecture kept in mind. Intelligent design for my ascension. Then I'm ghost when I go, holy smokes, guilty remnants. I'll probably never sign a shady records, but if Eminem had one shot, I got a second effort. Kept my cool with food and liquor, never bending under pressure. Shedding light upon the youth wave will make it last forever.
It don't matter where I'm at, I'm good. Seeing things don't work out as they should. I can knock my own doors down. I'm applying my own course now. I'll be standing tall on my two feet. Never met a problem I can't be. I can knock my own doors down.
I've lived like two lives, plus two more. On this one, I'm still trying. Let's be real, at this point, I know better and still fine. I'm short as a few, that's seen photos and it's still crying. It's hard for me to keep the tears and fears running through fire. Flights delayed, think about reflections that my life can make. Maybe take the day off when I land and see some sights today. Breathing, hear the silence, let it run through me. Knowing where I'll finish, as long as letting love choose it. Did I really lose the shine? Maybe it's the sun moving. Using no excuses, that's abusive like a drug user. I've changed the laces and took the soul out if they didn't fit. It's basic, but in control how everything exists. For patience, put my phone down and just sit and live. Push my way all through the door frames that didn't give. I'm good, taken care of in every place I'm landing. Can make your life better in one night of taking chances.
Can make your life better in one night of taking chances. Can make your life better in one night of taking chances.
It don't matter where I'm at, I'm good. Seeing things don't work out as they should. I can knock my own doors down. I'm applying my own course now. I'll be standing tall on my two feet. Never met a problem I can't be. I can knock my own doors down. Yeah, I'ma find a way somehow.
MC Bravado, or Muck Bravado, as I mistakenly said earlier, with I'm Good. We don't get much hip-hop on the show, not because we don't like it, it's just we just don't get much that stands out as really good, and I think that does. This guy has 18,900 monthly listeners. Let's see if we can get up to 19,000, 20,000 for him. Great artist. I like that a lot. So definitely check him out. You into your hippity hop, Mike?
It depends. You know, I mean, that was good. He was good. Would it be my main go to? Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with 18,000 monthly listeners, right?
No, he's got to be doing something right. His top song has... Top song, which is Clout, in brackets, Ass Rappers. It has 306,000 listeners, so...
Yeah, well...
Yeah, he's doing something right.
Yep.
Check him out. What do we have next? We have... I'm not sure what's going on with this file you sent over. I've got C.
Sean O'Connor.
I've got lots of different characters and lots of different like symbols and hieroglyphs.
Irish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'll tell you. So Sean O'Connor, right? So now, unlike having 18,000 monthly listeners, he has 51 monthly listeners. So if in the spirit of you never heard this music written before, he fits right in that one, right? But that's not to say that, you know, there's some musicians that are out there, and he's one of them who has spent his entire life in the music industry. This guy started off in the early 80s in an Irish band called the Lookalikes that were pretty big in Ireland in the kind of the new age, early 80s scene over here. Then he went over to the States, and basically he's a producer and music writer, and he has toured with Thin Lizzy, Clarence Clemons, Roger Daltrey, the Blues Brothers, and a whole bunch of other bands. So he's been a session guitarist for many, many years, and he's... recently done work with a band called Boy Blue, and now he's just released his own CD called Earth, Moon, and Stars. Really bit it. So he's kind of new on Spotify from that perspective. So he doesn't have many listeners, but he's been in the industry for a very, very long time. So I hope you like it. Check him out.
He sounds like an interesting fella. He probably has some good stories to tell. We should try and get him on the podcast.
So.
Try and B-side, Mike. Get him on.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll set it up.
Yeah, well, so this is Mother Earth.
She looked to the skies.
Yeah, we've got a very classic rock sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good. I like it a lot.
Yeah, hopefully it does well. He's been in the industry for a long time, but it's the first time he's on Spotify as a solo artist. So in some ways, it's just starting out, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who mastered that track, but the drums at the end, as it was fading out, didn't seem to fade out with the rest of the song properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah, it must have been deliberate.
Yeah, it probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be checking him out. Like I say, it'd be good to have him on the show as well, so as we can listen to some of his stories. I'm sure he's got lots he could tell us.
I say he does, yeah. I'll see if I can line that up.
So what we got next? We've got three songs left. This next one is As the World Burns, with their track Counterfeit Dream. Now, if it's the one I think it is, they did a video for this, and they edited it nicely, and it was really good, and it's got like a horror theme to it. It's like fits in with the Halloween because it's just around the corner, and it's really good. But unfortunately, this is a audio only podcast, so it doesn't come over as well in the audio. But I will put the video out on socials for people to see, because it's really good. That the scary masks on, and I was in some sort of scary house, and so it was really good, and the sound effects. So it's a shame that you don't get to see it because this is a podcast, but I will put it out. So thank you guys for the effort that you put into that video.
Is that the name of the song or the name of the band?
The Counterfeit Dreamer is the song. As the World Burns is the band. Are you still there, Mike? Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Yeah, so this is that.
Yo, it's Lock 360, and we are ATWB. As the World Burns, based out of Tucson, Arizona.
What up, Johnny Two Mics? Wanted to talk a little bit about our genre. We are a harmony group that crosses over into all genres, which gives us the license to drill.
Name, we were chilling, smoking during the pandemic, got together, we called it As the World Burns, it stuck, here we are.
That was it.
This is Aaron from As the World Burns. I think some of the influences that our group has range all the way from deep heavy metal, all the way to R&B, to soul. And I think you'll hear that across all of our music. You sing it out, you scream it out, you belt it out, you melt your face off.
You can find our music in the heart of all media outlets.
Check us out on Instagram, As the World Burns.
A-Z.
Facebook, As the World Burns, with AZ.
Spotify, YouTube, all media outlets.
10 After Dark, OnlyFans.
The World Burns with Counterfeit Dreamer. As with the Z, AZ, The World Burns. I bet when you listen to them talking, you didn't expect that sound to come from them, did you?
That was one of the best intros I've ever heard to the song. That was actually so cool. I loved it.
The video was brilliant. The video was really good. Yeah, I'll put it out on Twitter. Good band, good sound. This is this kind of band is ripe at the moment, this kind of music. Blink-182 have come back recently. I think they've released an album. They're going to do a tour, and I think they're going to revive that pop-punk sound. These guys, similar to that sound, I think they may be slightly heavier than the likes of Blink-182. Mm-hmm. And they've got lots of interesting shit going on in their production as well. Production on this track was phenomenal.
It was really good, liked it a lot. Yeah, so I really enjoyed that.
These guys out. They have 180 monthly listeners at the moment, but I feel these guys deserve a lot more than that, because their sound and their musicianship is off the charts.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Excellent.
Yeah, so next, Mike, we have Dream a Lot and Walk.
Oh no, we played that already.
Did we?
We did. Okay, no, that's so why this is super pop.
Standing in the shadows, standing in the ghetto, standing in the pole. explain. Accepting all the shame, accepting all the pain. So intense and so insane that my heart can't be blamed.
So that was Sukropop, and I'm going to pretend I've already heard that. I haven't. We've had some technical issues, but I'll put it, but by the time this goes out, it'll be in the edit, and I'm sure it sounds absolutely brilliant, and I loved it. So if you liked them, check them out in the show notes, as with all the other artists. Right, we're at the end now, Mike. We've got one artist left. I've got Turmalina. I think they're a Brazilian band. They've got a track called Escards. So yeah, I'm going to be playing out with that. Before we go, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening. Thank you for supporting us, those that support us and follow us each week and support us on Patreon. Thank you, everyone. It means the world to us. Thank you for liking and subscribing, because that helps a lot. Wherever you listen to your podcast, even if you're listening right now, just give us a thumbs up, a share, a like, a subscribe. It not only helps us as a podcast, it helps get the artists listened to as well. And that is what this is all about. www.yhhtmpc.com. Go over there, check us out. info@yhhtmpc.com. We did have a Discord, only I've lost my 2FA thing and I can't get in. So currently we don't have a Discord. It wasn't being used much anyway, so I might start a new one and put some more effort into it. But yeah, if you want to engage with us, you can email us, you can contact us on Twitter, YHHT Productions and Publications, on Instagram, we're everywhere.
Hello there, we are Turmalina, an alternative rock band from São Paulo, Brazil. Our music is heavily influenced by dream pop and shoegaze scenes, but we mix a lot of genres and flavors to our songs. This song, Escadas, was written for our debut EP, Aurora. We mixed a lot of distorted guitars and power riffs to produce a fast tempo indie punkish song. The lyrics talk about a rash and immature guy who doesn't learn with his mistakes, and he's very hard to help, and eventually the speaker stops to care so much about. Check out Skadam's music video at our YouTube channel, and if you want to go deeper into our music, you can find us at turmalina.bandcamp.com or any other streaming platform like Spotify or Tidal. Follow us on Instagram at Banda Turmalina. We're about to release a new single and a music video in the upcoming months.
We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.